this show is brought to you by Pepper and Spice Catering Services, Maki and Madera Street, Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center, Carmichael Road, and Southside Christian Church International, Nassau, or LifeGate Christian Ministries International in Abaco. Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
I will never give up, never ever, cause greater is he that lives in me, that is in the world, yeah. I will never give up, never ever, cause greater is he and you will see. Every dark cloud have a silver lining. Road get a little bumpy, keep riding. Trying to make it to the top, keep climbing. And never give up, no timing. Every dark cloud have a silver lining. Road get a little bumpy, keep riding. Trying to make it to the top, keep climbing. And never give up, no timing. Trying to accomplish something in life, obstacles suddenly appear. What don't kill you will make you stronger, so stop saying life isn't fair.
Yeah, stop it.
Changes and seasons will always be out of your control, but persistence and determination will always help you to achieve your goals. Every dark cloud have a silver lining. Road get a little bumpy, keep riding. Tryna make it to the top, keep climbing. And never give up, no timing. Every dark cloud have a silver lining. Road get a little bumpy, keep riding. Tryna make it to the top, keep climbing. And never give up, no timing. Feel like you're not gonna make it, that's a lie. Better to give up and don't try, that's a lie. Last time I checked, you're fully equipped with the strength of the Most High. Feel like you're not gonna make it, that's a lie. Better to give up and don't try, that's a lie. If you wanna succeed after you fail, you got to try and try. Every dark cloud have a silver lining. Road get a little bumpy, keep riding. Tryna make it to the top, keep climbing. And never give up, no timing. Every dark cloud have a silver lining. Road get a little bumpy, keep riding. Tryna make it to the top, keep climbing. And never give up, no timing. Say greater is he in me that is in the world. Say greater is he in me. Talking to every man, woman, boy and girl. Greater is he in me. Say it. That is in the world. That is in the world. Every dark cloud have a silver lining. Road get a little bumpy, keep riding. Tryna make it to the top, keep climbing. And never give up, no timing. Every dark cloud have a silver lining. Road get a little bumpy, keep riding. Tryna make it to the top, keep climbing. And never give up, no timing.
Guess what?
I will never give up.
Never.
Never ever. Cause greater is he that lives in me, that is in the world. I will never give up,
never ever,
never ever, cause great is he and you shall see.
That was our first song for the week, coming from my brethren, Mr. Solo to the Google, from out of the Bahamas, man. He is a gospel artist, a businessman, a family man. He is just a cool dude, man. He's also a social commentator through music. Whenever there are issues that are going on in the Bahamas, he is able to write a song to give solutions. I mean, in minutes, this guy is really talented, and his songs are, you know, have a little bit of comedy in it. Man, this guy is amazing, man, and I'm so proud of him to see where he have came from and where he's at today and what he's doing and what he's about to do. This guy is working on a new album, music video, and all kind of other stuff, man. You guys got to keep up with him. Check him out on YouTube. Check him over on Facebook, Instagram, and support him. Solo to the Google. Big, big tune. Never give up, man. Love the tune, bro. Keep up the great work. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome man, a gifted and anointed songwriter, musician, and singer who loves the Lord. He's been singing since he was a little child, really. And he's also cool, too, a true man of faith, Ryan Andrew Wilson. Pastor, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm blessed, Mike D. How you doing, my brother?
Oh, doing fine. Every day's a great day. Every day's a great day, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
Brian, welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Good to have you here with us today. You know, tell us about Turning Away that I love and I know many others love, entitled Turning Away.
Well, Turning Away is, man, Lord, Turning Away is a song that really comes from a place where, you know, even in life as people of God, there are some things that we may adapt into our daily walk that we didn't know that was offensive to him, or some things we do realize and we try to tolerate it or make it passive and acceptable. But this song talks about, God, I'm not allowing anything to come between you and I. And if it is hurting you, Lord, forgive me. You know, some things we don't want to even confess to God, and it may sound weird, but there are some things that we don't even confess to him, that he wants us to come and confess them to them, that to him, that we may be healed of them and delivered of it and set free. So Turning Away was a song myself and Marcus Whitsey got together with from Washington, D.C. I mean, we just began to talk and concerning this topic, and that's where the song was birthed. So this song just lets you know that his love for you is sure. And when we realize that, then we can love him in a way that's going to cause him to be pleased. And that's his, even his nature and holiness.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's some great stuff, man, you know. And the love of God surpasses all men understanding. And this love is just incredible, man. You know, great song.
Your song, man, The Ride. One fantastic and real ministering song. Brother, tell us about that ministering groove you got, man. It is hitting, Pastor.
Listen. Yo, listen. God bless you, Mike. Listen, God has been so good. This song was written by a team based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Pre-Soul, Sean. They've actually written for some major, major top of the tier R&B artists. And so I was really, really graced by God to have this team to write a song for me. Listen, it doesn't matter what happens. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the ride, meaning I'm going to trust God all the way. No matter where he takes me, no matter where he directs me, I know that his will is perfect. So, of course, we use the analogy of riding in the car and all of those things, but we definitely know for the most part, whoever got the wheel is leading the direction. And so that's what it's basically saying in this song, man.
Wow, man, the lyrics and the track, man, wow.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Big congratulations, man. That tune is off the chains, man. Great stuff. Brian, there are two young, amazing teenagers here in the Bahamas, and they are also gospel artists. They goes by the name of Chosen Soldiers, and they have a question for you.
Good day, Mr. Brian Wilson. We are the Chosen Soldiers from the Bahamas.
And we would like to know, how important is it for artists to work out consistently?
Because a lot of times, we see artists who happen to run out of breath on stage.
Oh, wow. Listen, Chosen Soldiers, listen. I think it's extremely important for artists to work out. Let me tell you why. Because I think that we forget sometimes as believers that just because we move and operate and live in the spirit doesn't mean that we don't live in this natural body.
Okay.
And in order for you to even preach the gospel, propagate the gospel, you have to make sure you have health, right? A daily health. A lot of times we limit it to just what we eat on the day to keep us from getting hungry. But you have to realize what you eat in your lifespan is going to keep you healthy with longevity. I myself, I go to the gym about 5 or 6 times a week. Not only that, but I'm in a type of martial arts called capoeira.
Nice.
And so I believe in being very active. I believe that that's one way and avenue on how you can witness. You know, you meet so many different people in life at the gym, as you're working out, as you're in different various things. And I think that causes us to live a life more abundantly. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we focus on God healing us, right? That's God rectifying what is wrong with us. But when we walk in health, that's us rectifying it ourselves. So when we eat properly, sleep properly, and do those things that's going to cause our body to rejuvenate, then God is pleased with those things. He said, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health. He said, I want you to be in good health, which means it's a maintenance, it's a responsibility for us to do those things that will cause us to be at optimum functionality in our bodies. So I agree with you. That's something very important.
Good word. Good word.
Yeah, man. That was very well said, very informative, and you are so right. We got to take care of our earthly vessel, man. Great stuff.
Has anybody reached out to you saying, hey, Brian Courtney Wilson, I really like that song of yours, The Ride, Man. That's nice, Brian Courtney Wilson. The Ride, Man.
I had Brian Courtney. We've gotten so many mix-ups, man. It is hilarious. He is a great, great man of God. He's a great guy. I went to the Bobby Jones show one time, and they were happy to see me. And then Brian Courtney came in, and he said he was Brian Wilson. Dr. Jones said, you're not Brian Wilson. And so, you know, those kind of incidents we have. So it's been a great journey, but it's funny. And and I laugh at it every time I get a chance.
I remember years ago, you were telling me people had even contacted you about the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson with the Beach Boys.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So funny. It was so funny.
Oh,
they,
my God.
We thought they were coming to the house to see me, but they were actually looking for Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. So, but that's why we added Andrew in it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny, man.
Brian, man, I tell you, Pastor, you know, you do such good work for the kingdom of God. You're such a gifted and anointed man of God and an artist. And just keep up the great work. Keep up your kingdom work because you're doing real good, man. And thanks for joining us, Brian Andrew Wilson.
Yo, listen, Mike D, Landlord, thank you so much for this chance, this opportunity to rep my ministry and what God is doing for us here in my life, you know, personally, especially with Turning Away and The Ride, the newest single that's out, and I'm just glad to be connected to such great men of God. Yeah. So thank you so much for this chance. And to everybody in the Caribbean nation, the Bahamas, the islands, Africa, listen, I thank you so much. I want you to stay in contact with me. I'm on Instagram, Brian Andrew Wilson. I am also on Facebook. So please reach out to me and I'll get back to you.
Most definitely, Brian. You know, just keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're taking it to the next level. And it's always great to have you here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we wish you all the best. God bless.
Choice is all about you, all that we should move. I'll let you decide. Cause I'm tired of that. I'ma sit back and enjoy the ride. Been a real long time since I've seen sunshine through the darkest nights. Love it when you try. I sit back and enjoy the ride.
When I tried it my way, it was all wrong. All the friends that I had, they were long gone. Do the best that try to be strong. Thought about letting go, but I held on. Now I need you to choose how I should move. By your side, that's a win, and we can't lose. Still, I'ma need your strength when I get weak. So you can drive, I'ma ride in the backseat. Go where you take me,
yeah.
I know I won't always understand,
yeah.
Where we're going, but I'll take a chance,
yeah.
And even if it get confused,
yeah.
I'll be doing whatever you choose.
Cause I'm tired of that. I'ma sit back and enjoy the ride. Been a real long time since I've seen sunshine through the darkest nights. Love it when you drive. I sit back and enjoy the ride.
When the road got dark, yeah, lit the path to the green grass. Let it not follow, chasing right after you. And that's the truth, I won't last a minute. I need more. Till your kingdom come, God.
understand.
Yeah.
Where we're going, but I'll take a chance.
Yeah.
And even if it get confusing,
yeah,
I'll be doing whatever you choose.
Trust is all for you. We should move.
How do you decide?
Can't
decide.
'Cause I'm tired of fighting. I'm sick, I can't enjoy the ride.
And it's been so long.
Been a real long time.
Since I've seen sunshine.
Through the darkest,
through the darkest skies.
Love it when you try.
Enjoy the ride.
Trust is all on you, all on
me, all on you.
I'll let you decide.
You decide what we do.
'Cause I'm tired of fighting.
Not trying to fight.
I'ma sit back and enjoy,
I'ma sit back and enjoy this ride. Been a real long time
since I've seen sunshine.
That's Brian Andrew Wilson. He's been recording gospel music since the 1990s. As a recording artist, he has been evolving since he was a kid. He was a 10-year-old lead singer with the Mississippi Children's Choir in Mississippi way back in the day. They did an album together and sold 100,000 CDs. And when Brian Andrew Wilson was a teenager, he got Stellar and Dove Awards nominations. He's been putting out some nice music over the years. And now he has this single sound, The Ride. Ride with Jesus and let the Lord lead the way. That's right. And we want to thank the gifted songwriter, keyboard player, and singer, Brian Andrew Wilson, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Brian Andrew Wilson, not to be confused with Brian Courtney Wilson. And Brian Andrew Wilson has pastored his church for several years in Atlanta. He's a pastor, and he's a seasoned gospel recording artist, too, landlord.
Mike. Brian Andrew Wilson continues to bring us beautiful and anointed music. And one of my all-time favorites is his song called Turning Away. That song is beautiful, man. And it's always great to have talented and amazing artists like him on the show. Coming up next is Angela Moss Poole. She is now working with international multi-Grammy Award producer Fred Jerkins. Check out her latest song entitled Speak to the Mountain right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show.
Let me tell you about my story of my God's amazing grace. I don't look like what I've been through. You can't see it on my face. It don't mean I don't have battles, but I know they're all job or the doctor calls with bad news. All things are possible. The power is in your tongue. Don't worry about that situation. Just speak and it shall be done.
Just speak to the mountain.
Be cast in the sea.
You just be faithful.
I just speak to the mountain. Cause the power's in me.
Yeah.
Angela Moss Poole wants to encourage us to go ahead and tackle things that you may think are impossible, that you believe God has put in your purpose. The Lord has a remarkable way of getting things in line and making things happen once you get going and believe. And the latest song, Speak to the Mountain, is from the lovely and gifted songstress Angela Moss Poole. Landlord, she's another wonderful praise and worshiper on the planet. Praise God.
You got that right, Mike. You know, there is no shortage of great and powerful worshipers in the kingdom of God. And there is power in music, you know, because it is like medicine to the soul and the mind of the people. And, you know, Satan, he knows this. And that is why he is trying to dominate it and control it. And we as musicians and writers and producers, we must counteract the plan of the enemy and continue to produce powerful and anointed music that will heal the people, you know, instantly. You know, the minute they hear your music, it instantly just impact them and change their mind. And that is what it's all about. And you know, Miss Angela Moss Poole, I must say, love your music. Continue to do the great work, man. Move Mountains is amazing. Very beautiful and powerful song. Keep on cooking up your musical batch of medicine for the people of God, man. Great music, man. Great, great, great music. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, Landlord, we've all heard it's darkest before the dawn. And many, many times, the most difficult challenges, the hardest times, can be part of a process leading you to great, great things, all in God's purpose for you. It's really something how that works out a lot of times. So, keep positive. Keep hope alive. Keep pressing on. In Jesus' name.
Amen, Mike. You know that microwave success can never outlast that process success. You know, it's always best to go through the process. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Brian Andrew Wilson for hanging with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for always hanging out with us and tuning in. We truly appreciate you. And we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next is an artist from out of North Carolina. Her name is Tamitra Scott, and her dad is actually from out of Trinidad and Tobago, so she got some Caribbean roots. So I want you guys to check out her song entitled Zion Songs. You guys gonna love this. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
How can we sing in a foreign land when they don't speak of your righteousness? How can they tell of how the Lord came through? We promise to sing Zion songs for you. We promise to sing Zion songs for you. How can we sing in a foreign land when they sing hallelujah.
Let the Zion sound prevail. nation.
Let the nation sing hallelujah.
Spice Catering Services, Mackey and Madeira Street, Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center, Carmichael Road, and Southside Christian Church International, Nassau, or Life Gate Christian Ministries International in Abaco.